This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله الحمد لله In a previous lesson, we finished Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu's participation in the battles with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now we're going to go on to some of the virtues of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. One of the greatest virtues that Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu received was that he led the Hajj, the first Hajj. Now, why was this such a great virtue? Because you had the time of Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, when Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam started to call the people towards the Hajj. And then you had a long period where you had Tawheed. Then came Shirk, and the Mushrikeen carried on doing Hajj, but obviously they did it in their own manner. It wasn't a kind of no Tawheed, no pristine Tawheed, which Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam had bought. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the ninth year of Hijrah, Hajj was made obligatory. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't want to go himself. So he made Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu the Amir of the Hajj group. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one of the reasons the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't want to go for Hajj, because the Mushrikeen would perform the Hajj naked, some of them, because they regarded that their clothes as to be impure. So if they were given clothes by the people of Mecca, then they would wear these clothes and they would perform Hajj. But if they weren't given those clothes, then they would perform Hajj naked. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu the Amir, and he said to him that make a number of announcements. So when Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu came for the Hajj, he made these announcements. He said, no one will enter paradise besides believers. That was one announcement. Also, he said that after this year, nobody will do tawaf naked. So nobody is allowed to do tawaf around the Kaaba naked. Then he also said that anybody who has a treaty with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it will remain valid until its expiry, and then it will not be renewed. And the fourth announcement was, because the mushrikeen were still doing tawaf, the fourth announcement was that after today, no mushrikeen will be allowed to perform the Hajj. Now, why is this such a great virtue? Do you know why it is? Look, imagine this. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu bought the sunnah of Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam alive. One of the pillars of Islam. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu had the honor of reviving the sunnah of Hajj, one of the pillars of Islam. This is why it's amazing virtue that Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu received. The following year, the 10th year of Hijrah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam performed Hajj. Whilst the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was performing Hajj, the verse was revealed, Al-Yawma akmaltu lakum deenukum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-Islam ad-deena. Today, we have perfected your religion. We have fulfilled our favor upon you, and we are happy with Islam as the deen, as the religion. Now imagine this. Look how happy the Sahaba radiallahu anhu were. There's approximately narration that there were approximately anywhere from 120 to 140,000 Sahaba radiallahu anhum at the Hajj. Maximum 140,000. And they were so happy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has fulfilled and completed a deen. There was one man who was happier over the fact that the deen was completed, but he was sitting there and crying. Who was it? Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Why? The Jeeb. This is the knowledge Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was superior to all the Sahaba radiallahu anhum in knowledge and insight. Because Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu knew that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had come with a mission. And that mission was to propagate the deen. If the mission had finished, then the message of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So once all the other Sahaba radiallahu anhum are elated and happy, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu is crying because he knows that this is an indication to the demise of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Another virtue of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, and this is subhanallah, iman of Abu Bakr. The iman of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, the iman is the most important thing that a human being has. There is no treasure which is greater than iman. The Salaf would say, Alhamdulillah ala ni'mat al-Islam. All praise be to Allah upon the favor of Islam. And if this was the only favor, it would suffice. Imagine this. The greatest treasure. There is nothing in the world which is greater than iman. And the man who had the greatest of iman, besides the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, and Anbiya are chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the man who had the greatest iman was Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said regarding the iman of Abu Bakr, لَوُزِنَ إِمَانُ أَبِي بَكْرِ بِإِمَانِ أَحْلِ الْأَرْضِ لَرَجْعَ بِهِمْ. If the iman of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was placed in one side of the scale, and the iman of the entirety of humanity was placed in the other side of the scale, the iman of Abu Bakr would be heavier than the iman of the entirety of humanity. Imagine, look, subhanAllah. Look at the virtue that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned for Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. It was a habit of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, often after salah, he would turn around, especially over the morning salah, and he would ask the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, has anybody seen a dream? So one Sahabi said, me, O Messenger of Allah. He said, I saw a dream that it's as though a scale has come from the heavens. And you are weighed, O Messenger of Allah, and Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu is weighed. And you weigh heavier than Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. And then Abu Bakr and Umar are weighed. And Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is heavier than Umar radiallahu anhu. Then Umar and Uthman are weighed. And Umar is heavier than Uthman, and then the scale is lifted. And then the scale is lifted. Now, subhanAllah, you see the virtue of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu in this narration. And this is why Abu Bakr bin Ayyash radiallahu anhu says this amazing thing. He says, Abu Bakr didn't pray more salahs than us. He didn't fast more than us. His salah was the same as ours. His fast was the same as ours. Look, how long was Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu a believer? 23 years. So for 23 years, not even for 23 years, because Salah was obligated only 2 years before Hijrah. So he prayed for less than 15 years. 12 years he prayed for. For 12 years Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu prayed for. 12 years. Fasted less than that. But Abu Bakr's virtue, look at Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu's virtue. Why? Because Abu Bakr ibn Ayyash rahmat radiallahu anhu says that he was the same as us in salah, in fasting. But what made him different was his iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his concrete belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's what made him different. And this is why there's a beautiful narration that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was speaking to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam speaks about a cow. He says that its owner wanted to ride it. So the cow said, this is not what I am created for. So the Sahaba said, subhanallah, a cow speaks? So it's ta'ajjub, they're shocked. Okay, can a cow actually speak? So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Ajib, look at to the virtue of Abu Bakr and Umar. The Messenger of Allah says, he said, I believe in it, Abu Bakr believes in it, and Umar believes in it. And the Sahaba radiallahu anhum say that they weren't even present. That the Messenger of Allah, he witnessed for Abu Bakr and Umar their iman. He said, I believe in it, Abu Bakr and Umar believe in it. Not that the Sahaba radiallahu anh didn't believe in it, the Messenger of Allah, but they were shocked that the cow can actually speak. But this is a testimony to the virtue and the iman of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. There's also a very story which occurred initially in the time when they were in Mecca. Now, there were two major superpowers of the world at that time, especially around that area. They were the Persians and they were the Romans. The Persians worshipped fire. The Byzantines, they were Christians. So the Byzantines, because they were Ahlul Kitab, they were kind of, the Muslim regarded them closer to them. They believed Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. And then you had the Zoroastrians, the Persians, who were fire worshippers. So the Mushrikeen regarded them closer to them. Now what happened was that the Persians, who were actually the ultimate superpower of the time, they defeated the Christians, the Byzantines. So the Mushrikeen are happy. Why are they happy? Because they are closer to them in religion. Also, there's an implicit indication here as well. The Mushrikeen would laugh at the Muslims and they would say, your brethren have lost. Why? They were saying, because like your brethren have lost today, your time is up soon as well. So they were very, very happy about this. So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, this is a mu'jiza and a miracle of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the verses in surah, beginning of surah Rum, Alif Lam Mim Ghulibati Rum. Alif Lam Mim, the Rome, it's not actually Roman, it's the Byzantines. These are actually the Byzantines. So Rum was referred to the Byzantines. And Mamlika Ruma or Mamlikatu Roman was referred to the Catholics, and their capital was Rome. Okay? So Ghulibati Rum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say the Byzantines, whose capital was Constantinople, they have been defeated. Fi adna al-ardi. In the nearest part of the Arab world, where they fought was quite close to the Arab world. Wahum min ba'di ghalabihim sayaghlibun. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that they have been defeated, but soon after their defeat, they will be the victorious ones. Now Allah revealed this. And then Allah says, in what period? Fi bid'i sinin. Bid, the word bid means from 3 to 9 years. لِلَّهِ الْأَمْرُ مِنْ قَبْلِ وَمِنْ بَعْدُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, for Allah is the matter from before and Allah is the matter after. Meaning, if Allah wanted, He could have made the Romans win. And if I wanted, whatever Allah wishes, that's what happens. So Allah, this was what decreed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not that it was out of the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, that day when the Romans and the Byzantines would win. Allah says, يَوْمَ إِذٍ يَحْفَرَحُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ بِنَسْرِ اللَّهِ. That day the believers will be happy with the victory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, so this verse is revealed. So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu now goes up to the mushrikeen and he begins to recite this verse. So they look at him. He's almost kind of taunting them. Okay, the Persian have won now, but don't worry, a time will come. So they say to him, do you want to put a wager on this? Do you want to put a bet on this? Now, betting was permitted at that time. It wasn't prohibited. So he agrees to put a wager down on this. What was the wager for? 6 years. And according to the vast majority of the Mufassirin, his wager was with Umay bin Khalf, who was the master of Bilal radiallahu anhu, and who would persecute Bilal radiallahu anhu. So it was for 6 years, and it was for a number of camels that, you know, if I win, you give me this number of camels. If you win, I will give you this number of camels. So then what happens? 6 years elapse. So they come and they start taunting Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Until today, the Byzantines haven't defeated the Persians. So they come to Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu now goes to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And listen, this is amazing, because look at the iman of Abu Bakr. Because the Quran said it, he believed it 100%. This is why he was known as Siddiq. This is why he was given the title of Siddiq. Why? Because on the occasion of Miraj, he said, did the Messenger of Allah say he went to the seventh heaven? They said, yes. He said, then Sadaq. If he said it, it happened. I believe it. So when these verses were revealed, he knew 100% it was going to happen. So then what happens? He goes to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, Messenger of Allah, put this wager down, because the Quran said that they would win, but nothing's happened. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, who told you to put 6 years down? Bidh, the word bidh means from 3 to 9. So he goes back to Umayyah and he says, okay, let's increase it to 9 and we increase the number of camels. So Umayyah says, okay, let's increase the number of camels. And then the day comes where the Byzantines defeat the Persians and whatever the Quran said comes to pass. But this is the iman of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, that he believed in whatever the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said. And this is what a believer is meant to be like. What we take from this is that look at the belief of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. We are all believers. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu amin. Or you believe. Become true believers. You're believers already. Ibn Kathir says, Tahsilul hasil mahal. If you already believe, how can you become a believer again? So what does Allah say? Oh believers, become believers like Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Believe in what Allah and His Rasul said. Believe in the Akhirah. Believe that there's a Jannah and a Jahannam. Like Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the strength of iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu for inspiring us. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, his defense of the deen. Now Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, nobody defended the deen more than Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. While Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was in Medina, there was a man, Jewish man called Finhas. Now in Medina, the Jews actually had a madrasa. They had a Darul Uloom. They had a Jamia. It was called Baytul Midras. So they had their own institute there. So this is Ajib. And this is why, just because you have an institute, doesn't necessarily you mean that you're doing the right thing. Just because you have a masjid, doesn't mean that you are actually fulfilling the rights of the deen. So they had their Darul Uloom there for centuries. Baytul Midras. So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu once went there and he spoke to one of their leaders, one of their rabbis, his name was Finhas. And he said, oh Finhas, you know, it's scripted in your books that this Nabi is meant to come. You used to tell the people of Medina that when the final Nabi comes, we will side with him and we will fight against you, the mushrikeen. He said, why don't you believe in him now he's come? He said, no, I can't believe in him. He said, why? He said, because the God that you believe in is a poor God. The God that you believe in needs us. We don't need him. So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said, what do you mean by that? So Finhas says, doesn't your Quran says, Man dhaladhi yuqridullahu qarzan hasanan? Who is the one who will give Allah a good loan? He said, your Lord is so poor that he needs a loan. Now Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was quite short-tempered. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, thin as he was, he grabbed him and he started beating him. So Finhas said, Abu Bakr, stop beating me. Your people and my people, they have a treaty. You can't do this. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said, that's the only thing from actually killing you is the treaty. So then Finhas, he comes to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and he complains to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam that Abu Bakr beats me. So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu say, Messenger of Allah calls him, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. And he said, Abu Bakr, did you actually beat Finhas? He said, yes. He said, why? He said, because he said Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was a pauper. He insulted Allah. And my ghayra got the better of me and I couldn't control myself, so this is why I beat him. The Messenger of Allah, look at it, subhanAllah. The Messenger of Allah said, witness? No witness. He says, you have no witness that he said it. He said, no. He said, if you have no witness that you said this, that he said this, and you admitted to the fact that you beat him, then he will beat you back like the way you beat him. Siddiq, the Messenger of Allah's closest friend. There is nobody to witness, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals the verses. لَقَدْ سَمِيَ اللَّهُ قَوْلَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ فَقِيرٌ وَنَحْنُ أَغْنِيَا. Allah says, Allah has heard the words of those who say, إِنَّ اللَّهَ فَقِيرٌ وَنَحْنُ أَغْنِيَا. That Allah is poor and we are rich. Look at this, subhanAllah. Virtue, no human interceded. Allah interceded directly himself. This is the virtue of Bakr radiallahu anhu. Also, you have the verse in the Quran with the story behind it is that it was a time of famine, and because it was a time of famine, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is now leading the Jummah prayer. And what happens is that a caravan comes with goods. Okay? So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is giving the Jummah khutbah, and many of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, because they're hungry, they hear this caravan's coming and it's got goods, it's got food, they get up and they run towards the caravan. A number of Sahaba, approximately 12 Sahaba radiallahu anhum, did not get up. One of those Sahaba radiallahu anhum who did not get up was Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhum. So this is also the virtue, and is and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and when they saw some merchandise or some amusement, they disperse headlong towards it and leave you standing. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ مَا إِنَّ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ مِنَ اللَّحْوِ وَمِنَ التِّجَارَةِ. That what is by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is better than the amusement and the business and the merchandise. So this is also a virtue of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Other virtues are also the virtue, subhanAllah, the verse of tayammum. Aisha radiallahu anha says that she lost her necklace, so she lost a necklace that she borrowed, and she told the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam now told the Sahaba radiallahu anhum to go around and look for the necklace. So what happened that it delayed their departure, because they were looking for the necklace. So there is no well nearby. So the Sahaba coming out, they complain to Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. They say, Abu Bakr, because of your daughter, we don't have any water to do tayammum. We don't have any water to pray salah with. So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu got angry, so he went to her. And Aisha radiallahu anha says, when he entered the tent, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was lying on, he had his head on my thigh. And my father came and he began to rebuke me and he started poking me in my hip, my side. She says, the only thing which did not make me move, because it was very painful, was that the Messenger of Allah was lying in my lap. And this wasn't the only occasion. There's another occasion where Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu is coming to the house and he hears that Aisha radiallahu anha is raising her voice to her husband, to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he enters and he wants to hit his daughter. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam now stands in between and he stopped Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. And then Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu leaves and the Messenger of Allah says, look, Aisha, I saved you from him. You know, I saved you from him. And he's joking with her. And then a few days later, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu came and he heard them laughing in the house. So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said, do I have permission to come between you? Like I came in war, now I come in peace. Now like you're at peace. When I came the first time, you were at war, now they are coming, you're at peace. So she says that he was poking me in my waist, and the only thing which stopped me from moving was that the lap of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sorry, the head of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in my lap. And then the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam woke up, far from water, no water around, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the verses, فَتَيَمَّمُ صَعِيدًا طَيِّبًا. Do tayammum with pure earth. So the virtue, that tayammum that we have today, is the virtue of the family of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. And this is why Usayd bin Khudayr says, he said, how many a time, this wasn't the first time, he said, how many a time a dispensation, a virtue was revealed because of the family of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Jazakumullah khairan for watching, and please do not forget to watch the next episode. And inshallah, with your du'as, there will be plenty more history series coming very soon. Barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.